أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقسموا بالله جهد إيمانهم لئن جاءهم نذير ليكونن أهدى من إحدى الأمم فلما جاءهم نذير ما زادهم إلا نفورا استكبارا في الأرض ومكر السيء ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله فلينظرون إلا سنة الأولين فلن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked in a manner in which one is able to reason with regards to the co-gods and the partners that the mushrikeen had ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that show me any portion of the earth which these co-gods had created, or do they have any partnership in the skies? And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also proved Allah's qudrat, that He holds this earth, He holds this universe and all the planets back from ceasing to exist, and that is only in the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Turning to the mushrikeen themselves and to those that nadir, لَيَكُونُنَّ أَهْدَى مِنْ إِحْدَى الْأُمَمِ, that they had taken qasam in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such oaths that were most earnest, that if any warner had to come to them, any warner that would have warned them about the way of life, guided them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then from all the nations they would have been the most guided. In other words, they would have accepted the message of this warner and they would have abided by whatever the warner would have said. They would have believed in whatever the warner had told them to believe. But what was the reality? فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ, when the warner, our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had come to them, then مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا, there was nothing but aversion that had increased. They had refuted our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They still were off the track, and more importantly, they opposed Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, creating more and more deviation, and they swayed more and more away from the path of Allah. They strayed more and more away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighbaran fil ard, becoming arrogant in the land, very arrogantly and vehemently opposing Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam with every resource that there was available to them. They opposed the mission of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa makra sayyi, and with evil plots against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this was their reality, that they wished and they wanted some Nabi, some warner to come down. They had claimed they will be the most guided, but they had become the worst of all people and the most deviated. Obviously those who had not accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a categorical statement that whoever plots any evil plans against the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those plans and those plots begin to encompass those people that had plotted it, and the result is that they get caught in their own web, they get caught, and it works way they own this. One began to dig, Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very enthused, participate with great fury, mukarramah, and their plans and their plots were all destroyed, and they themselves were destroyed when they came and they met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they own the fort in their own web. Sunnat al-awwal, the system and the method of the past had left for them history to see. And again, we should be just reminded that even if they didn't, or even if no one had told them about the history of the people of the past in their journeys to the various lands around them, they had seen the ruins of the people of the past. They had known the stories of the people of the past. They had known about their might, they had known about their strength, and how they opposed the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of that particular time, and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. فَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبَدِيلًا. Then you will not find any change taking place in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the method of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dealt with the nations of the past, it was systematic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them, there was order in it, and there were similarities in it, and that had never changed. If there was anything that changed, was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more respite and more chance than all the other umam and all the other nations of the past to think about Islam, to think about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not completely destroy the nation totally and wholly. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. And you will never find any removal, any stray away from the sunnah and the method and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about several issues. One was their oaths and their pledges that they will be the best of nations if any warner had come, and that changed after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also the important aspect is that the kabur, pride, arrogance that they had was of no avail to them. Their plans and their plots were no avail to them, and as a matter of fact, they were caught within the web of their own evil plots and their own evil plans. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.